Sarajevski kros. Veliki pozdrav kolegama sa Kros Radija i naravno veliki pozdrav slušalcima ide 106. Kroznos izdanje iz Sarajeva. Ovaj put vam govorimo o interesantnoj strip izložbi Bosnian Flat Dog i o jednom starom problemu koji još nije riješen, propadanju kilometara filmske trake sa bosanskim filmovima. Dakle, prvo ćemo malo o stripu, a onda o filmu.
Cross Radio is the coolest radio on the fucking planet.
1999. godine švedski strip crtači Maxi Lars su bili na konvenciji alternativnog stripa u Ljubljani i iskoristili su tu priliku da malo proputuju našim krajevima. Max je još ranije u svojim snovima jednom vidio pljosnatog psa, na koga je opet naišao pri putovanju u Sarajevo. Bosanski pljosnati pas Tito Mumija u frižideru, te izvjesni Skledar, inače stvaran lik Slovenac koji je studirao u Švedskoj sa Maxom i Larsom, su tri glavna lika motiva koja se konstantno provlače kroz strip Bosnian Flat Dog. Tu su naravno i sami strip crtači kao likovi koji pokušavaju da nađu Skledara. Iako zvuči vrlo zapetljano, u samom stripu priča dobro funkcioniše. Strip Bosanski pljosnati pas je nedavno izložen u Access centru uz instalaciju Tita Mumije i prikazivanje dokumentarca o nastanku iste. Ista izložba upriličena je nedavno i na festivalu Refract u Beogradu te u Mostaru. Max i Lars govore o sebi i o nastanku ovog čudnog stripa.
I'm Max Anderson and I'm a comic artist or whatever you want to call it. Some people say cartoonist. I do comics and I come from Sweden originally. Now I live in Berlin.
My name is Lars Funesson and I'm also from Sweden and I'm also living in Berlin and I do comics as well.
We don't always work together. This is the first and probably the only experiment of that kind. So what we do is we start writing together and we do the whole script, both of us, and when we're satisfied with the script, we start drawing. I begin sometimes Lars begins. In the end, we can't say who did what often because it's so confusing. It doesn't look like my personal style and it doesn't look like Lars' personal style. What's happened is that we've invented a fictional artist that has some parts in common with us, but it's at the same time it's a bit strange.
Maybe we should sign the comic with some other name, some third person, third person. I don't remember how we started. I remember that it was very, very difficult in the beginning, and I think now it's a lot easier, but it was really a process, and we started in spring 99, so we've been doing this for quite a long time now, and we are almost finished. We've done 75% of the story.
Okay, because this is radio, so people cannot really see the comic, and of course they can't also see the mummy. Can you say, you know, what was the idea behind the comic? How did you started working on this comic? Nothing of all this process was planned, because it sort of evolved by itself. Each step just took us to the next step. Actually, in the beginning, we thought it would be just a very short, small, unpretentious story, just like a little reportage. But as soon as we started working on it, it just took on its own life and started developing in some very strange directions. And in the end, it's not really about Sarajevo, it's not about ex-Yugoslavia, it's really mostly about me and Lars, because that's I think it's for the best, because we don't know that much, we don't have that much experience with this region, and but we do know a lot about ourselves. In a way, you can say that we projected ourselves on these countries,
and we have also mixed in a lot of characters we've used before and some dogs that appeared for the first time in one of Max's dreams, a dream about a part of ex-Yugoslavia.
You had a dream about ex-Yugoslavia? Yeah, I have a lot of dreams and this was just one of them. I didn't know, I have no idea what it means, but it was the main character in the dream was this dog that appears also in
Bosnian Flat Dog.
No, it was a Bosnian Flat Dog at the time. It was just a flat dog, but then we heard about the Bosnian Flat Dog when we were here, and and we realized this is what it had to look like. Who told you about Bosnian Flat Dog? I don't know, it was somebody we met here who told us that it's a very common dog, it started to appear sometime around the end of the war and all over Bosnia because of the traffic. The roads were so bad and the traffic, the military were driving with big vehicles, and the dog suddenly went very flat. In a way, the dog is me also, like everything in the comic is me or Lars. Now, can you tell us about the Tito mummy?
I don't know why Tito appeared in the comic. I think it was just a pretext for something. But suddenly he was there in the fridge, and we had to take care of him. And as Max said before, he's probably he's me, or maybe he's Max, or maybe he's both of us. But also Tito. But
we did the mummy in a way because we wanted to do the exhibition of the comic, and we weren't sure that we wanted people to like our comic. We wanted people to like us, so we thought we needed something to have something that people would like here, and so we decided we should have Tito with us, so everybody would be happy. But
this Tito is in really bad condition.
Well, he's very old.
I think it could be worse. I mean, he's got a nice uniform and a lot of medals, and maybe he would need a pair of new sunglasses. But I think he has got a lot of charisma.
In fact, I think most of the people we presented him to reacted positively, and he seems to have this effect on people. He makes them happy.
He's Tito after all.
Yeah, and he likes to be the center of attention. He likes to be in, he's been a lot to now in exhibitions, and he's been to parties, and he's enjoying himself, I think. The happiest I've seen so far to meet Tito was a guy at the border between Bosnia and Croatia. He had us take his picture with Tito in the back of our car because he was so glad to meet him there at his border crossing.
And when we crossed the border, the guys sitting there, the uniformed guys, they asked us, is it Tito?
Nobody suspected that you're carrying drugs or something inside of Tito?
They searched his pockets and they found some interesting things, but no drugs.
And you're listening to Cross Radio.
I can sing it.
Cross.
Centar za interdisciplinarne postdiplomske studije nedavno je bio domaćin okruglog stola, čija tema za još neko vrijeme neće izgubiti aktuelnost. Propadanje BH filmske građe, to jest problem kinoteke Bosne i Hercegovine, koja još nema direktora koji bi se bavio spasavanjem onog što se spasiti može, još jednom je iznesena na okruglom stolu. I zanadati se da će često isticanje ovog problema ubrzati njegovo rješavanje.
Tribina pod nazivom Propadanje kulturnog blaga Bosne i Hercegovine, slučaj kinoteka, održana je u Sarajevu pod pokroviteljstvom Centra za interdisciplinarne postdiplomske studije. Gosti na ovoj tribini su bili Faruk Lončarević, direktor Kinoteke Bosne i Hercegovine, Pierre Žalica, predstavnik Udruženja filmskih radnika Bosne i Hercegovine, kao Jadimir Kenović, zatim Svetlana Arnautović, predstavnica Ministarstva kulture i sporta Federacije Bosne i Hercegovine, i Dragan Vojmilović, Ministarstvo kulture i sporta kantona Sarajevo. Dok se predstavnici OHR-a i Ministarstva za civilne poslove nisu pojavili, mada su bili pozvani. Pitanje kinoteke i zaštite filmskog blaga Bosne i Hercegovine predstavlja jedno od centralnih pitanja očuvanja kulturnog identiteta države i njenih građana. U normalnim zemljama kinoteka je državna arhivska institucija koja se bavi sakupljanjem, čuvanjem, restauracijom te prezentiranjem filmske građe te države i čitavog svijeta. U ovom trenutku u Bosni i Hercegovini, zbog neriješenih političko-pravno-ekonomskih nadležnosti kinoteke Bosne i Hercegovine, filmsko nasljeđe sakupljano 9 decenija propada. Nijedna od kulturnih institucija ove države ne želi da preuzme odgovornost. Faruk Lončarević, direktor kinoteke, nam je rekao nešto više o samom problemu.
Ono što je centralni problem jeste da Skupština Republike Bosne i Hercegovine više ne postoji i da ne postoji nijedna institucija koja ima jurisdikciju nad kinotekom. Na taj način smo mi ostali obezglavljeni praktično. Federalno ministarstvo koje je do sada preuzimalo tu funkciju ne preuzima je više. Ja sam to imao osjet na vlastitoj koži kada sam izabran kao direktor kinoteke, a ne mogu biti imenovan, znači ne mogu početi da obnašam svoju funkciju. 7 mjeseci evo ja pokušavam da razriješim tu situaciju, čisto zato što je kinoteka potpuno zaustavljena, potpuno je paralizirana. Filmska građa je vrlo osjetljiva i mora se čuvati na posebnim mjestima i mi još uvijek nemamo tog mjesta. Filmska građa propada i pokušavamo, na kraju sam odlučio da pokušam i na ovaj način, na poziv ACIPS-a, da organizujemo neku vrstu okruglog stola, da vidimo da li postoji iko ko želi da preuzme odgovornost za to. Na kraju se ispostavilo, kao što obično uvijek bude, da je krivo onaj koji nije tu, a to je OHR i Ministarstvo civilnih poslova.
Na kraju je došao do zaključka da je pravi problem na mnogo višem nivou.
Mislim da ono što je možda naš najveći problem, nažalost, i nekako sam došao sam do utiska da je to, a to je možda tragičnije nego bilo šta drugo, jeste da niko više ne odgovara da postoji bilo kakva vrsta nenacionalne kulturne baštine. A film je nenacionalna kulturna baština.
Predstavnik Udruženja filmskih radnika Bosne i Hercegovine, Ademir Kenović, nam je dao svoje mišljenje o ovom problemu.
Ono što bi ja mogao reći samo da smatram da apsolutno svi koji imaju odgovorne državne pozicije trebaju posvetiti ozbiljnu pažnju ovom problemu i efikasno i brzo riješiti pitanje postojanje institucije i očuvanju onoga što je kulturno blago.
Još vidim lice tvoje na vratima, što me uvede u san bez kraja. Duga je duga ljubav prava. Noći su pune zadovoljstva, svaki trenutak ljubim te po leđima. God da krene, meni se spava, jer tak si sa mnom jedina. Gdje si ti? Reci mi, daj, pokaži mi, ne mogu više da spavam. Gdje si ti? Reci mi, daj, pokaži mi. Pogrešna. Ja samo hodam od kraja do kraja, krug se još vrti voljena. Hej, na 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 na. U cijelom gradu očekujem te, svaka je faca pogrešna. Ja samo hodam od kraja do kraja, krug se još vrti voljena. Gdje si ti? Reci mi, daj, pokaži mi, ne mogu više da spavam. Gdje si ti? Reci mi, daj, pokaži mi, ne želim više da sam.
Radio Mostogradnja. Zajednički projekt Radio Stanica. Radio Student Ljubljana.
Lep pozdrav ekipi in poslušalcem Cross Radija.
Radio Student Zagreb.
Pomalo neobično izdanje.
Studentski i FM radio Sarajevo.
Dobrodošli u 52. Cross.
Radio 088 Mostar.
I ovaj Cross iz Mostara.
Radio Balkan Banja Luka.
Veliki pozdrav iz Banjalučkog Crossa.
Radio 021 Novi Sad.
Novosadski Cross Radio.
Radio Sombor.
Pozdrav od Gorana i Tivadera iz Sombora.
Radio Koj od Zrenjanin.
Sa frekvencije 107.3.
Radio B92 Beograd.
Uživo iz Beograda.
Muzika, knjige, film, izložbe, teatr.
Cross Radio, Mostogradnja.
Super, ti si naš idol. Ajde sad idi, radio.
Subota od 18 do 20 sati i četvrtak od 14 do 16 sati.